This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. God has blessed the world with great inventors and adventurers through the centuries, setting forth a path for many Christians to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ as missionaries almost anywhere. Reverend Thomas Crist has spent the better part of his adult life serving congregations as a pastor, including 13 years in Racine, Wisconsin, USA, as an associate pastor. Pastor Crist knew there was a chance for him to find other opportunities to better serve the Lord after hearing visiting missionaries discuss their work all over God's multicolored earth.
You know, that kind of got the wheels turning. Well, maybe this is something that I can do on behalf of the congregation to make better use of my time, because when I came, we needed two pastors, and by the time I left, the congregation was smaller, and we probably didn't need two pastors at that point. So we were working through trying to figure out how to best use our pastoral resources. So when I called up St. Louis, I asked them, is this something that I could do, or is there any opportunities for this? They said, well, we do have this church planting opportunity in Singapore, and they talked to me about a couple of other opportunities, but for whatever reason, that's the one that sort of bubbled to the top. And it became clear as the discussions ensued that this was going to sort of morph into more of a permanent full-time sort of called position.
And a few months later, Pastor Crist was issued a call and deliberated on moving his family to Singapore. Now he is speaking about his upcoming Island Nation mission.
I'm in what's called the support building phase of my work, which is the common way that missionaries are sent, where you spend the first, you know, anywhere from 6 months to even up to a year traveling around, visiting different churches and individuals, and building a network of support to help you as a missionary, to help support your position. And a large part of that is funding, of course, but also prayer support and encouragement. And it's a two-way street as well, because it also helps the missionary to better connect with those people on whose behalf he's working or she is working.
Tom Crist's mission discussions are yielding benefits before he travels to Singapore.
What I've noticed traveling around is that each time I'd move, my horizons would expand a little bit, and my world would get a little bit, I don't know if you'd say bigger or smaller, but I'd get a better sense of the larger world out there. And yet I never really considered that I would be a missionary, but I sort of look at it that, you know, this is yet another step in an expansion of my own world. And, you know, people say today that the world is getting to be such a smaller place. And even as I'm preparing to go, I already get that sense that, you know, Singapore is not as far away as many people think, because there are so many relationships, so many connections. Almost every congregation I go to, somebody knows somebody who either has been or is in Singapore or goes there occasionally.
Pastor Crist reminds us that the center of the mission is vital.
All the things that are different that we'll have to adjust to, there is still something that is the same, and that is always going to be the same, and that is the love of God in Jesus Christ, and Christ crucified for sinners like you and me. And that message, that gospel, that good news is really what we are taking and what we are about and what we hope to share with the people of Singapore.
There is more information about what Pastor Thomas Crist and his family are doing online. You'll find a link to this story on the WLN Digest page at Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.